AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, in a post on X, says the wife and five children of the man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at demonstrators in Boulder are being taken into custody by federal immigration authorities.
Today, the Department of Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist and illegal alien Mohammed Soleiman into ICE custody. Now, Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
There's been closing arguments in Harvey Weinstein's retrial on sex assault and rape charges. AP's Julie Walker.
Up first, the defense in Harvey Weinstein's New York rape and sex assault trial giving closing arguments. The disgraced movie mogul's lawyer, Arthur Idala, portraying his client as a self-made man and his accusers as troubled and canny women with broken dreams who used Weinstein to try and make their Hollywood ambitions come true. Idala telling jurors Weinstein is the original poster boy for the Me Too movement and the prosecution was out to get him again after his first conviction was overturned. The prosecution says Weinstein is guilty of rape and sex assault and had three women give days of testimony about their experience. His lawyers say anything that took place was consensual. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the U.S. Trade Representative has notified American trading partners, telling them tomorrow is President Trump's deadline for making best offers on trade.
USTR sent this letter to all of our trading partners just to give them a friendly reminder that the deadline is coming up. And they are in talks. Ambassador Greer, Secretary Bessent, Secretary Lutnick are in talks with many of our key trading partners around the globe.
This is AP News. The Liberal Party candidate is sorting out to be the winner of South Korea's presidential election.
Kim Moon-soo with the Conservative People Power Party has conceded defeat in the presidential election to Liberal opposition candidate Lee Jae-myung. Lee's supporters with the Democratic Party cheered as exit poll results were read. His election capped months of political drama and protests triggered by the declaration of martial law by the now-ousted conservative leader Yoon Suk-yeol. High voter turnout suggested a public eagerness to move past the political turmoil. Because of the early election, Lee will be sworn in as president on Wednesday for a single full term of 5 years without the typical two-month transition period. It's not clear whether the shift will lead to changes in South Korea's foreign policy. During the campaign, Lee has repeatedly stressed South Korea's alliance with the U.S., while critics have accused him of tilting towards China and North Korea. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.